Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
How was everybody's weekend? Mo, give me a highlight and a low light.
Highlight and the low light. Oh, well, the highlight was my show by far.
Oh, yeah?
I had a show on Saturday at City Winery. That was amazing. Family was there, sold out. It was incredible. It's probably my favorite show yet. Low light. What was a low light? I probably would say, so there was a, which I'm going to talk about more later in this week. There was a engagement. Somebody got engaged at the show.
Shut up.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was, I was honored that they wanted to do it at my show, and everything went great except for one thing. There was one thing, and it was all on my dude. He messed up pretty bad. But other than that, it was great.
They tend to get a little nervous right before they're about to make one of the biggest decisions of their lives.
They do. The way we rehearsed it, no one was on cue but me.
I
was the only one.
But it still
ended up going being a really, really awesome thing.
Well, your show was at City Winery, so I'm certain there was some alcohol involved prior to him proposing.
Oh, I could tell by the way he stood up. That man, he was getting his liquid courage on.
A little too much liquid courage, swaying from side to side,
exactly
tumbling
that.
Down to his knee. There's a point where you go from liquid courage to liquid idiot real fast.
Absolutely.
That thin line is very thin. What about you, Abby? Highlight, low light.
So for me, I started looking at condos and townhouses this weekend.
Very exciting.
90% sure I'm going to be moving out of my apartment soon and purchasing some property, which is terrifying. I'm like, I'm just a girl. Like, women can do anything, but
I'm just a baby.
But yeah, I just never really anticipated to be doing this process alone. I always thought I would have someone by my side to handle all the scary stuff. But no, I'm going to do it. But so that was the highlight, because I found two properties that I really, really like. One of them might be the one, but I have one more I need to see this week.
Wow, so
sweet.
Fast.
Yeah.
I know. I don't like to linger. Like, I like to make a decision and be done with it so I can take it off my mental plate. But also, like, there are properties that I actually genuinely like. So there's one more that actually might beat out number one right now. So we shall see.
When you know, you know.
When you know, you know. So we'll see. And then my low was just a couple of hours ago when my apartment fire alarm went off.
Again? Oh,
so it just bolstered the fact that I need to get out of this place and find somewhere else ASAP, because it was like hell's alarm clock this morning. Like, jolting out of bed, having the flashing lights wake me up. I mean, thank God. At this point, I'm so used to it going off that I know that it's just, it's a false alarm, essentially, that even though it was going off and kind of ruining my eardrums, I was like, I'm not going downstairs. There's no fire.
No. So you did it?
No! Oh my God, I was like, it's 5 a.m. I was like, what am I going to do? Leave and then come back and then have like 2 minutes to put on clothes?
And leave again?
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Oddly, my highlight and low light were like the same thing, because my highlight was I did absolutely, like, we had nothing, no plans this weekend. And then the low light was like, I really didn't get anything done this weekend.
Sound like all highlights to me.
Right. But it was like, it was needed just to have like a weekend of rest. So again, a highlight, also a low light. I went to yoga on Friday, and when I got home, I took a shower. I know, shocked. I actually do take showers. And I put on sweatpants and my Hawk Tua t-shirt that Amber got me for my birthday. I wore that all weekend. What? I did not take that off until Sunday when I took another shower.
I don't know if there's a lower rock bottom than wearing a Hawk Tua t-shirt from start to finish on the weekend.
It had a llama on it, so it was very cute.
Okay.
I don't, because I guess, or alpaca. I'm not sure if it's an alpaca or a llama, but I think one of them spits at people.
I have no idea.
So this maybe that's the whole Hawk Tua. Like, I didn't really think about it until I looked at it. I was like, why is there an alpaca / llama on this for a Hawk Tua? But I think they spit. Then if you understand Hawk Tua, then all of that makes complete sense. Uh-huh. But yeah, no, I mean, when I say I wore it all weekend, wore it to bed, got up, wore it during the day, wore it to bed, got up, wore it during the day.
Abby might be right. That's rock bottom.
All right, so Abby, tell us about this neighbor dispute with trees.
Yeah, so I need everyone to hold a little bit of space for these one percenter problems, because if you have real problems in your life, you are going to be rolling your eyes throughout this entire story. So after I graduated high school, my parents moved into this really ritzy neighborhood. I don't know if anybody else's parents did this, but they hid all their money until I left the house. Like, I grew up in a very, what I would consider like an average American suburb. Like, of course it was nice, but then when I left for college and then I came back for Christmas, and then they moved into this neighborhood on a street where every house is like $1 million or more. I was like, where were you guys hiding this?
It was you.
It was me.
They were hiding it in you. And once the kids left, they stopped spending.
So yeah, there's obviously a lot of first world issues that happen on the street, because it's a lot of like, you know, bougie rich people. We're like, my parents are like newly sort of, you know, bougie, because they're like, oh, we have all this money that we forgot that we can spend. Whereas everybody on the street, you can tell like their parents had money and their parents' parents had money.
They know how to spend it.
They know how to spend it. So there's a lot of like petty issues, like, oh, the neighbor's fountain is too loud, or the mulch is like the wrong shade of brown. And my parents love to just make fun of these people, because there are so many like stupid HOA issues that come up, and a lot of ways to just make a mountain out of a molehill, or whatever it's called. So there, I'm going to talk to you about a dispute that's happening between two neighbors. And these neighbors have the ritziest house on the street. So neighbor one, super nice. They are building one of the most expensive houses on the street. It's not quite done yet. They've got to finish it up. And then the people next door to them are like the HOA Karens. They are the people always on that Facebook group going to war, always complaining about something. So I've decided that in order to explain to you just how petty and stupid this is, I would like to reenact it as if it is an episode of The Real Housewives of my parents' neighborhood. So if we were to take these two people who were arguing, we have neighbor number one, house number one, the one that is currently being built. She would be like, my yard may be blooming, but my budget pruned. I'm not just planting trees. I'm planting envy, because she is currently going through a lot of landscaping. And then person number two, who's the Karen of the HOA, would be like, I don't need a forest in my front yard to prove I'm shady enough. Some of us know when to stop watering the drama. And so Kristen and Cassie, I've sent you a script between two neighbors who would be gossiping about this tree dilemma, where one person is mad that $75,000 worth of landscaping is going into the house next to them, and they think that they've done one thing wrong in this entire process.
All right, so can we say the names?
So yes, Linda and Barbara. These are things I made up.
Okay,
so Kristen, you could be Linda.
Okay.
Cassie, you can play Barbara.
It's Barb, but thanks.
Mm-hmm. Only my good friends can call me Lynn. Did you hear Karen called the HOA again? She's losing her mind over these trees.
Oh, I heard. She's claiming the construction equipment was out for 3 days. 3 days?
Please, I walked the dog every morning. It was out one day. One!
Exactly. I mean, if she spent less time spying through her shutters and more time walking her own Pomeranian, maybe she'd actually know what's actually happening.
Oh no, a cherry picker in the cul-de-sac. Won't someone think of the property values?
Property values? With that wreath she left up until March, I rest my case.
Honestly, if someone's dropping 75 grand on trees, let them plant a forest. I wouldn't mind a little shade.
Same. Meanwhile, Karen's lawn hasn't seen a mower in weeks. But sure, let's focus on the real crime. Temporary construction gadgets.
Should we tell Karen she was wrong about the 3 days?
Nah, let her stew. It's good cardio for her, raising her blood pressure like that.
So these two neighbors are arguing over the fact that one, the neighbor that's building the house is putting all these expensive trees in the yard, and they're leaving construction equipment, I guess, out for longer than they're supposed to. It was only out for a day, but they're like, no, it was 3 days. So yeah, these rich people need more things to complain about because it's getting stupid at this point.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I am having too much fun on Prize Picks. Now, I'm not a big gambler, but I do get a little bit of a dopamine hit on little bets here and there. And I like Prize Picks. And why did I pick them? Because they put their members first. All withdrawals are fast and they are safe and they are secure. And when my picks hit, I can get my money as quick as 15 minutes. Now, we're only talking about 10 or 20 bucks, but it is only 15 minutes. And I like free money also. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to get your $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Look, you only got a couple of weeks left to NFL, right? Which players are going to go off? Which ones aren't? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinions into real money. And they've got other sports also on Prize Picks. Download the app today and use the code BURTSHOW to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Let me repeat that. You download the app, which is Prize Picks. You use the code BURTSHOW, and you'll get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I personally really enjoy seeing Oscar-winning actors or Oscar-nominated actors get a little goofy, because that's exactly what Timothée Chalamet did this weekend on Saturday Night Live. Not only was he the host, he was also the musical guest. And when I think of Timothée Chalamet, like, I think of him in some of these really serious roles. You know, he just took on Bob Dylan for A Complete Unknown. You know, he had a somewhat lighthearted role in Lady Bird, which was Greta Gerwig's film, and you know, he had somewhat of a serious role in Little Women. So seeing him just get weird, like, I want to see Timothée Chalamet in some more comedies, because he can pull it off really well. So he was in three sketches that have been going pretty viral on social media. The first one is when he's playing a doctor who has to quickly come to the rescue of a grandma when she passes out. So he has to perform an unconventional form of CPR where he squats over her face.
Okay, everybody get back. I need space. Get back. Get back. All right, I'm going to do CPR, okay? All right, okay. Here we go. Okay. Ready? Okay. One, two, three. Clear.
Oh, my goodness. What happened?
Welcome back, ma'am. You gave us a real scare there, but you're going to be okay.
There's just something about seeing somebody who's known for their acting chops just like squat over in a comedian's face and let one rip that just really, just is really, really lighthearted and fun. And then there was a sketch where he and Bowen Yang had to play AI podcast hosts where they talked about U.S. history and the students absolutely hated it.
Hey, young listeners, coming at you from the studio. My name is Drew Tu.
And I'm Jose Legit. So, yeah. This is our podcast. It's good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you too, man.
Good to see you in the studio.
Yeah, good to see you in the studio where we are. So, today we're here to talk about United States history.
That's right, yeah. So, as you know, I'm one of the founding fathers. Mm. And I've been thinking, what should I put in my new amazing project, the Constitution?
Oh, man, great question, Bay. Maybe something about the housing of soldiers in civilian homes during peacetime.
Yo, great idea for peacetime, Bay.
I love that because I'm like, now I have a topic for ye olde gossip. Talk about housing for soldiers during peacetime. And then finally, he also played a group fitness instructor for one of those cardio classes where they strap you up to one of these bungee cords. Yeah. So he and all the other actors were like flying across the screen. And he did such a good job selling like the classic intense fitness instructor.
All right, dolls. We are about to show this man what a real workout looks like. Brace yourself. If you have a tampon in, push it up an extra inch. She's on the floor. Okay, here we go, ladies. 5, 4, 3, 2, frogging. 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 Now troll walk. Troll walk. Troll walk. Troll walk. And jumping jacks. Jumping jacks. Just your arms. Just your arms.
He killed it. So if you haven't seen any of the SNL clips, like, please watch them on TikTok. Please watch them on YouTube. Like, it was so good. All right. The internet is divided on this viral TikTok about a bride telling her groom what he can't do. We'll get into the debate on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
All right, Producer Jackson, the goal is to figure out who the imposter is on The Burt Show.
That is exactly the goal here. Okay. I have been inspired by watching some clips of some other podcasts about this game that's been going semi-viral, but these kind of games have been around forever.
Yeah.
And I thought it might be fun for us to give this a try. I have no idea how effectively this is going to work, given our track record of good games and maybe not so good games.
It's also not even so much the game's fault as it is our fault most of the time.
That's a fact. It's us.
We don't typically execute the games very well.
I mean, I feel like playing games in here is like me in board games where like sometimes I'm half in it, but then there's people that are like really in it. And then there's always that weird discrepancy when you're playing because you're like not taking it as seriously as they want you to. And then it ends up being a disaster.
I'll never forget the game night I attended at Cassie's house. And there was one woman there. She was the spouse or girlfriend of a guy who was invited. And like, I'm in it to win it. Like, if we're going to play games, we're going to play games. And this girl was just la-dee-dawing her way through, was it catchphrase?
I think it was, yeah.
Oh, my God. If I could have strangled her, I would. But I did. I barely knew her. And I'm like, put your wine down. This is not a time to take a sip. It's a time to try to get people to guess what word you're looking at.
Totally get that. It's like when you're bowling and someone takes way too long to get up there and go for their turn. And you're like trying to constantly ask them.
Hey, those bowling balls are really heavy.
You're case in point. All right. So in this game, it's called. Okay. So basically, I'm going to pass around a card to each of you. Okay.
Okay.
Three of you are going to have, Cassie, you're in on this too. Three of you are going to have the name of a celebrity, and one of you is going to have the imposter card. It's literally just going to say imposter, okay?
Okay.
You guys are going to go around the horn one at a time saying one or two words to describe this celebrity, and whoever the imposter is needs to try their best to blend in as good as well as possible among everybody else. You guys are going to go around for a few rounds. You're going to try and pick up on who you think is the one that's faking and the imposter, and then at the end of a few rounds, you're all going to call out and try and call out who you think is the one that's lying. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does. It makes perfect sense.
Imposter games are my favorite. I'm terrible at them, but I love them.
Okay, perfect. So for this first round, I'm going to pass these out. I don't even know what order these are in, okay?
Okay.
You might be the imposter, Jackson.
Plot twist.
Okay. So who would you like to start?
All right, we're going to have Abby start first. And as a reminder, when you're giving these hints, you don't want to make them too obvious because then the imposter's obviously going to catch on. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to be able to pick up on who it is and be able to give good guesses, right? So there's a little bit of strategy to this entire thing. So we're going to go Abby, then we're going to go to Kristen, then Cassie, then Mo, and we're going to keep going in a circle.
Okay. Mm.
Go ahead.
This person, oh, just it's one word.
One or two words, yep.
Mm. Record-breaking.
Actress.
Mature.
Talented.
Interesting.
TV and movies.
Award-winning.
Actress.
I already said that.
Oh, you can't say the same thing twice?
Nah.
Why?
Oh, sounds a little sus right there.
good at acting.
Multifaceted.
Tabloid fodder.
Famous friends.
Gossipy.
Okay, pause. Does anyone have any idea?
I think it's Abby.
I think it's Mo.
I think it's Cassie.
Oh, I was going to say it was Mo.
There's a lot of votes for Mo. Do you guys want to go around another round? Or do
no,
you guys,
because
do you guys
it's either Mo or Abby.
Okay. Who was it?
It's not me.
It's me.
Yeah!
Okay. Well done. Well done.
All right. Let's. I think we can do one more.
You guys want to do one more?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
We don't say who we had.
Oh, yeah. It was, sorry, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
It was Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Everyone should have the same person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's harder than you would think it is to do, because I was going to be like, famous haircut. But then everyone knows who it is. So, like, yeah, the trick is to be able to describe the person. So, yeah, you're right, Jackson, so that the imposter doesn't know who they are, but so everyone else in the room knows who you're talking about so you can weed out the imposter.
Exactly. And if midway through someone says something that's, like, a little bit suspect, like, you can kind of call them out for it, but no one is required to, like, explain exactly why they said what they said.
I got it.
And after we figure out who the imposter is, should they have to try to guess who we were describing?
Better idea, Kristen.
Okay. I feel like the person that's on our, like, piece of paper is kind of, like, just... kind of getting left out in the dark.
You're totally right. And also from a listener experience, they also probably want to know who it is too.
There's that aspect of it as well. Okay, who do you want to start this time?
All right, Kristen, you start us off.
Funny.
Short king.
That was mine.
comedian.
Hysterical.
Same, but we'll let it slide.
Specials.
Famous friends.
Super famous.
Can I guess that the imposter is Mo?
Yeah, the imposter is 1,000% Mo.
Right, now you gotta guess.
Out of those descriptions, who do you think it is?
Kevin Hart?
Yeah!
Well done.
The Burt Show.
All right, it's Monday, so that means it's Monday mantra time. I got a little something for you. It's not so much motivational. It's more to try to help protect you. Saw something over the weekend that spoke to my soul, so I wanted to share it. But Mo, you're going to kick us off with a little dose of reality.
Yeah, so Bert submitted this audio from Pete_Soso on Instagram, and I can very much so relate to it because it just goes to show you that the grass is not always greener and happiness is a choice, because a lot of times in life, people will want something that they don't have, and it's simply because they don't have it, not because they actually need it, and I think this video touches on that.
The married ones are thinking of divorce, while the unmarried ones wish to be married. The unknown crave fame, while the famous just want privacy. The young want to grow old, while the old wish they could turn back time. The poor want to become rich, and the rich, they spend their nights wishing for the peace they lost chasing wealth. The healthy take their bodies for granted, while the sick would give anything for just one more day without pain. You see, the grass always seems greener, but nothing grows without watering what's already yours. The truth is, no one has it all, but everyone has enough. If only they stopped and took a moment to see it.
Wow, that last line just really smacked you upside the face.
Perspective. Yeah.
Dude, I feel like I've just so got called out all of a sudden by a parent.
Sometimes you need a reminder that perspective is everything.
Right? All right, so my friend Mandy posted this this past weekend, and I feel like it's something that everybody could... I'm trying to protect our mental health. I feel like it's something that could resonate with a lot of people, and that is, if you're feeling overwhelmed by your news feed, here's how to set healthy boundaries with it. I think it's gotten more difficult to protect our mental health in a digital age because we are just bombarded with headlines, mostly negative headlines all the time. And that ultimately, why would it not take a toll on us? So she posted this. And I felt it in my soul because I'd been consuming too much social media and too much negativity. And it was about practical tips for limiting your social media usage, like setting a time limit, deleting apps, going full reset mode. And then the next slide was, you know, be deliberate about when you engage with the news. So, you know, when we pull out our phones at a checkout line or anytime we're just stagnant, we just want to immediately grab our phones and, you know, shove our faces in it. But that can contribute to the compulsive habit. So give yourself a schedule or routine when it comes to checking your phone so you can kind of limit it. Stay informed minus the doom scrolling. So prioritizing your mental health doesn't mean you have to bury your head in the sand because I think it's important that we stay aware. But engage with primary sources you trust. Remember, social media feeds are run by algorithms that prioritize engagement. So even though you're seeing it over and over and over again in your feed, doesn't mean that it is fact, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It just means that's the opinion that's being pushed your way. If your intention is to receive information in a direct and helpful way, cultivate a list of outlets that you trust and consciously go to their sites once a day. And then ground yourself by hanging up and hanging out. Find and engage in mutual aid efforts and grassroots organizing in your community if you want to do something like that. Build a community network, like identify your interests and passions and seek out local groups aligned with your interest or spend time with those you love with the phone off.
Groundbreaking. Ooh. I know, right?
Talking to, like, real humans.
You want me to actually hang out with my child? And then go back to the basics when you consume your news so you're getting it from legitimate sources. I think it's also important that you don't just, like, share something without having read the article. Like, some people will see a headline and just automatically share. Mm-hmm. So doing a little digging, I think, could go a long way. Mm-hmm. And then focus on things within your control. We can't control what people say or do online or the flood of headlines that hit our feeds. So try taking a step back and focus on things that you can control, like what time you go to bed and wake up, what accounts you actively follow, daily activities like spending time outside, eating regularly, seeing your friends, engaging in your hobbies, boundaries with others. I think just little things, because I think we can get sucked in to this void that is the internet and social media and all of this digital information, and we can get lost in it. And when we get lost in it, we kind of lose ourselves and our mental health boundaries just go completely out the window. So I caught myself doing that this past week and I thought, you know, no, it's not. I no longer subscribe to the notion that ignorance is bliss. I think it's important to be formed, but I don't think it's you need to be overly informed to the point that you end up ultimately hurting yourself.
It can hurt too much either way.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. No. Yeah. That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now facts.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, so intern Lamario, you are doing a little self-reflection and you have realized something about yourself that when a relationship is over, you like to burn bridges.
Yeah, I guess I'm a professional bridge burner.
We got to take the matches away, man. Yeah.
It's not toxic at all.
Well, you better take the lighter then.
We got to take the lighter. We got to take the matches. We got to take the blowtorch. We got to take all everything. The things. Don't forget about the gasoline. Give me that gasoline.
If I can use it, I'm going to do it.
So how long have you always been like this?
So I've been reflecting and I think I've been like this for most of my adult life, probably since 19, 20 years old.
All right, so my favorite question is why? Have you delved deep enough within yourself to figure out the why you do this, or are you in the process of trying to figure that out?
I'm still processing it.
Got it. But you've recognized this about yourself, so now are you trying to find ways that to not do this?
So I don't think I'm quite there yet, but I have identified the problem.
He's like, give me the matches back, give me the blowtorch back.
I do want to change more, I do, but it's just I'm just now identifying it and actually seeing as it might be an issue, so we'll see.
Was there something that happened that triggered this? Because I know for me, sometimes I can really suppress some of those deep thoughts, really thinking about why I do things and blah, blah, blah. But it's not until something actually happens in my life that I take that and reflect on it. So was there something that kind of triggered this self-reflection?
So now I'm a big gamer and I had to burn a couple bridges with some of my gamer friends, and I've been lonely gaming now. I've been playing some of those games that I used to have some of those great times with those friends. And now I'm this isn't fun anymore.
Well, think about it as a visual. Say you're on an island and you got all of these different bridges that lead off the island, right? At a certain point, if you keep on burning bridges, you're just standing on that island by yourself with nobody to cross over to you and no way for you to cross over to them.
Yeah, I'm out here working on my backstroke right now.
Now, we got to get you some cement. We got to get you some wood. We got to start building that bridge back to wherever it's going.
Well, you said you had to burn the bridges. Why do you have to burn these bridges?
Now, it's not every bridge that I have that I have to burn, but with certain people, I'm big on boundaries now. I'm just working towards the person that I want to be, so I feel like distractions and things that can stop that, I'm trying to get them back, get them away from me.
So you have this all or nothing mentality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can resonate with that because I have an all or nothing mentality too. Not from a burning bridges, but just from my own personal trying to get stuff done in my life. Either I do it full bore or I don't do it at all. And so it's one of those things. Did somebody point this out to you, or did you come to this realization on your own?
I won't lie. I probably burned about 4 or 5 bridges in the span of 2 or 3 days. And I was like, oh, wow, I think I might have a trigger finger issue here. Need to slow down.
You cut people off quick.
Cut them off quick. You can be expressing yourself. And once I feel like it's over, I'm like,
have you ever cut somebody off? And has there been anybody in your history where you cut somebody off and you allowed them back in?
No.
Oof.
Nah.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Nah. Once I'm done, I'm turning and I'm walking away. My back is towards you and I'm not paying no more attention to you.
So is the base of it all, is it forgiveness? Is that really what it is when you feel like you're in a relationship or any kind of ship with somebody and they do something that you don't like, say something you don't like, you just don't have any means to forgive? It's like you get one and done and that's it?
No, now, it's a relationship. So it's back and forth. It's ebb and flows, up and down. So it's not like you just do something and I'm like, oh, we're done. I can't deal with you no more. So it's something that progresses over time. Gotcha. If I was to use an example, I have a friend who likes to drink, and I'm a drinker too, but I'm working on that. And so when we would game and do stuff, he would always want to drink, and I'm like, okay, bro, we can game and stuff, but Like, I don't want to game with you when you're drinking. It kind of triggers me and puts me in that state. And now I'm drinking with you and I got school tomorrow. So it's like, I can't be doing that, man. Can you chill out on that or just keep me out of those activities? Mm-hmm. And at first he was good with it, but then he would just encroach on my boundaries and keep doing it. And then it's like some of the things he's saying when he's drinking, it's like, okay, bro, you kind of starting stuff up. And now I'm like angry at you. And then it just kept progressing to the point where we were gaming and I'm like, all right, bro. It's over with, bro. I cannot deal with you.
That would make sense. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hate on you for that one. Of all the people you've cut off, is there anybody that you would consider allowing back in the fold if they even wanted to come back in the fold?
If they want to come back in the fold, it's the crux right there. I'm a lot. But there are a few. There are a few that I would love to have back in my life.
Yeah, because I'm wondering if that could be an exercise of trying to help you with forgiveness and getting over this cutting people off. If you reached out to somebody that you had previously cut off and like allowed them back into your orbit.
Oh, I could think about that, but you know, that's some pride right there. That's some swallowing some pride, and oh man, that's a tall order.
There's a lot of lessons right there that you can take in.
The Burt Show.
To charge or not to charge your significant other when you have a talent that they need from you? That is the question.
Did you make your lady pay for a ticket to your show this weekend? Are you revealing that information to us now?
I would never, Abby, but I know a lot of people do. And for me, that's always like a tricky line because the way I am, I don't charge my family or my friends and certainly don't charge my significant other if they were to ever ask me to use any of my talents for anything. But everybody doesn't see it that way. Some people see it as strictly business. And I'm kind of wondering, like, when is that line? Is there a certain point when you're dating somebody to where you would no longer charge them, or would you just always charge them because it's just business as usual? And a friend of mine is in a situation of trying to figure this out on whether or not he should continue to date this woman after she decided to charge him. So to give you the rundown of how this all went down, they're dating. Well, they're in limbo now, but they were dating for at this point. About 4 or 5 months.
Okay. So it's not like new, but it's not like solidified. We're kind of like in the in-between.
Right. But it was a heavy 4 or 5 months. It was an intense 4 or 5 months. Okay. So they were definitely official.
Okay.
If nothing else. Now, I would say probably at the beginning of official, but official. And so they both have talents, basically, of what they each wanted to utilize each other's talents to help each other. Now, she asked first. And that's kind of where this starts with him. She was having a party. She wanted him to come host the party, DJ the party, do whatever for the party. He normally charges to do these things because he does it professionally. It's not just like he was doing it for her. This is what he does. But when we had the conversation about him doing it, money never came up. Like, that was never a thing. He never mentioned charging her. I never would have mentioned, are you going to charge her? That's just a thing. Now, I've had him DJ for me. And when I've had him DJ for me, he's never charged me either, but I've always paid him anyway. That's just the way it's always been. So afterward, I asked him because I was intrigued, you know, did she throw you a little something or how does that work? And then he was like, nah, that's my lady. I just did my thing. I said, okay, cool. So fast forward now about maybe a month or so after that, he's trying to sell something and he needed her to put together like an electronic press kit, digital resume, if you will, for those who may not know what that is, for him to sell this show that he wants to sell to a network. And he didn't really ask her, but he kind of knew that that's what she does. Like, that's her profession. And he was doing it on his own at first, but then she was like, why wouldn't you come to me? Now, where it gets a little tricky is he said okay, and he accepted the fact that she was going to do it. And then he asked her, you know, well, what is this going to cost me? Let's just get that out the way. And she said, cost you. No, I got you. We'll talk about that later. I just want to help out. Okay, cool. So he comes to me and he's like, what do you think? And I said, well, to me, that sounds like I'm going to charge you later. And then she's going to be able to kind of set the market of what it should cost because y'all didn't really agree on a set price.
But I want to clarify. She went to him and offered her services. Mm-hmm. He did not go to her and say, hey, can you help me out? Can you do this for me?
Yes.
I think that's a major point.
I do too.
I think that's a major point.
So,
depending on where this is going.
Uh-huh. At that point, I said to him, I think you need to be a little more clear before you move forward and having her help you, like, about, is this something you're going to charge me for?
I would never think that the person was going to charge me.
I wouldn't think so. Not the way that she said it. Like, don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out later. To me, that's kind of a weird way of just her brushing it off so she doesn't really have to give him an answer. And maybe in a weird way, she has, like, she feels a little vulnerable saying that she'll give it, give her services for free, because maybe in her mind, she feels like that's really showing her cards of, I like you so much that I'm willing to do, like, 20 hours of work for free.
Now, in her defense, She is in between jobs, technically, because she was doing something else.
Well, then she has the time to help.
that's also, why it's for free. That's also one way to look at it, right? I'm just trying to make sure I cover all sides. But I think, because I think that was a piece of maybe why she felt like she needed to charge, because she's in this position where she really needs the money.
Mm.
Now, it's also a situation where in his mind, he feels like he's taking her out a lot. Mm-hmm. He was even offering to take her on a trip.
He DJ'd an event for her for free.
The event for her for free, never charged her.
But you don't do things expecting to get something
retroactively
in return.
Exactly. So with all of that being said, after it was all said and done, she'd asked him, I think, for something else that he wanted. And he didn't want that. Whatever the extra was, he was like, nah, I'm all good. I'm all set. We're straight. So then she goes, okay, we're done. He thinks it's over. He's driving in his car. He doesn't get a phone call from her. He doesn't get a text.
No, she didn't.
FaceTime?
He gets an email. Now, this is his girl.
Yeah.
He gets an email from her.
So she's putting this in writing.
Yes. And it's all of the services, all of the time it took for her to complete the services. And at the bottom, it says, this is my invoice. Feel free. If you use a credit card, I think it was an 8% charge. And she said, or you can pay in cash or Zelle me, whatever.
$1,950. Shut up.
$1,950 invoice to her boyfriend for her services.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
So it's not just me.
No,
that's what I thought.
Oh, that's insane. I'm trying to put myself like in their shoes. So, like, when Bart and I first started dating, he's very handy, right? The man can fix anything. So that would be, like, something wrong at my house. And I'm like, hey, can you make this bookshelf or whatever, right? And he makes a bookshelf. I'm thinking this is just my boyfriend being loving and doting and making a bookshelf. And then I get an invoice for $1,900 for having made the bookcase. Like, that's not something you do retroactively. That's something that she had to tell him out the gate before she even spent 1 second working on this. Be like, this is my hourly wage, blah, blah, blah. This is what it's going to cost. So he could have been like, I'm good.
And that's what I told him, because I don't like to assume. But he didn't want to ask, I guess, because he didn't want to make it awkward. So he just assumed that since that's my girl, she gonna hold me down. But absolutely not. So now he's like, what should I do?
Ugh.
And I'm Petty Pendergrass. I said, send an invoice for the work you did.
Ooh.
I know it's retroactive, but
yep.
I would do that now. Because now you have defined our relationship. So now that I see where we are, I'm going to need my check for my work.
Okay, so no, I'm feeling this, because if this is how she wants this relationship to go, then whatever, and DJs aren't cheap, man.
No, not at all.
So whatever he would have charged for that night he helped her and he DJed, I would send that invoice back. And then my guess is she probably still owes him some money.
Absolutely. He charges not that much, but he'll get most of that back. So to me, I'm like, I'm matching her invoice with an invoice. We're going to both have a voice in this relationship.
Yeah, the only invoice I'm sending is every hour we've spent together for wasting my time, because I'm breaking up with you after this.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
The Burt Show.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.